Hello and welcome back to Focus. Terry James joined today by Annette Doonan with the Mercer County Health Department and Melissa Hyostic. Melissa, what is your position one more time?
I'm a nurse navigator there at the health department.
That's what I thought. I just didn't want to get it incorrect. And we are talking, ladies, about heart health. It is American Heart Month in February. And Melissa, heart disease is the number one killer of women in America today. And can attack at any age. That's a scary statistic.
Correct. Yep. And more than half of the women in America don't know those facts about heart disease. One in every five female deaths in America are attributed to heart disease. So it is, kind of a big deal.
Yeah. And what are those risk factors that we need to be aware of about heart disease?
Smoking and alcohol are some of the bigger ones. Inactivity. Having obesity or being overweight as well. Poor nutrition and high stress levels are the biggest ones.
All right. And women face gender-specific risk factors based on their reproductive history and hormonal changes.
Correct. The timing of when you get your first period or when you go through menopause. There are women-specific diseases such as polycystic ovarian disease that can put women at higher risk for heart disease. Also diabetes or high blood pressure during pregnancy, giving birth preterm or to a low or high birth weight infant can also increase your risk of heart disease for women.
All of these things can be managed by a healthcare provider. We're going to talk to Annette in just a moment about that. But Melissa, a healthy lifestyle is beneficial in preventing heart disease also, isn't it?
Yep. So keeping tabs on your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and your cholesterol are all important things in knowing your heart health risk. And those are all great monitors on knowing how everything is working inside your body.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to come right back to you, Melissa. But Annette, the Office of Wellness Navigation at the Mercer County Health Department has those programs in place to help you stay on track. We want to avoid some of those things that Melissa was talking about and do those healthy activities. So how can the Office of Wellness Navigation at Mercer County Health Department help?
Well, the Office of Wellness Navigation, I am the program director for the Women Wellness Program. And so we encourage women to have the preventative health care up to date. And preventative health care up to date, by doing that, when you're thinking about Heart Healthy Month, that also includes keeping your preventative health care up to date, because have your health screenings up to date, you have a primary care.
And we're going to get back to Melissa in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Annette Doonan, Mercer County Health Department. Now, the Office of Wellness Navigation there at the health department has programs in place to help folks stay on track with their health, including heart health. So how can you help?
Well, in the Office of Wellness Navigation, I am with the Women Wellness Program, and we can help you find and establish yourself with a primary care provider, because having a primary care provider through preventative health will also help with heart health by you have regular health screenings. They will monitor your blood pressure and do your blood work at a regular basis, which are all indicators of having heart issues.